Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series Nick's Everyday Texts with his American friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。 So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习到英文的效果。短信图片呢在微博。今天的短信内容呢是闲聊，那我就不提太多。但是里面有特别两个这个重要的知识点，复习知识点高频和一个常用的句型，也是非常高频，但是很少这个英语学习者使用。我先来读一遍短信。 I ended up getting a blah 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 ticket for his show in February. Nice. Sorry, I've been in the lab getting blah 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 done. In the lab, love it. How's the editing process? Oh man, it was a lot of work. Not gonna lie.Wow, really? What's it making it so much? What's making it so much? Okay, number one, end up. 复习，它意思是最终成为，最后变成，或者是最终处于，这样等等的意思。有一点点类似于 become. 它后面可以加 doing something. 比如说，随便举个例子。Jessie didn't follow my advice. She ended up getting a boob job. 那这句话我就这个不翻译了。然后是它也后面可以加这个 ADJ， 也就是形容词。你可以说 She ended up okay after jumping out of the window. 她从窗户里面跳出来了，但是呢，最后还 OK。这个词在口语中极其常用，所以我建议你们多背诵，多去使用。Number two, get something done， 就说 have something done 是一个通俗的说法，对吧？它也是一样的意思 ，have something done， 通俗。表示说让某事完成，但是你实际的翻译你要看句子，你不能这个死板的翻译成让某事完成，因为很多时候翻不通。比如说 I had my car repaired or I had my car fixed， 就说我的车修好了，那至于修的人是不是我，那就要看上下文了，这个不一定。这个用法呢英文叫 causative， 非常实用也非常常用，但是很多学生总是搞不懂。Number three， NGL 就是副词，以前教过，叫 not gonna lie，就是不骗你的意思。 Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.